Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. The half-cent sales tax increase in Nashville has been paying over... The half-cent sales tax increase Nashvillians have been paying over the last year has generated roughly $165 million. That money will go directly toward transportation upgrades, says Metro's Sabrina Sussman, who is overseeing the projects.
This revenue does come with constraints, right? So this is not unconstrained revenue. It's dedicated revenue that is intended to fulfill the obligations of the projects. And so those 86 miles of sidewalk decided, the 54 miles of all access corridor already called out. Those traffic signals, we know where we're headed.
The sales tax increase was approved by voters in the city's successful transit referendum at the end of 2024. The vote was accompanied by a 15-year plan outlining specific projects that would be funded by the sales tax revenue. The city is just over a year into executing the plan. Sussman detailed at a recent city budget hearing how Metro wants to spend about 40% of that revenue during the upcoming fiscal year. The vast majority of the money spent, roughly $50 million, would go toward WeGo to improve the bus system. NDOT, the police department, and the Metro office overseeing the transit projects would also get roughly $5 million each. All Memphis third graders will no longer be required to retake the Tennessee Comprehensive Assessment Program. Earlier this month, the Memphis Shelby County School District announced that students would need to retake the TCAP due to an expected delay in the release of state test scores. The results are especially important for third graders who can be held back or sent to summer school if they don't perform well enough on the English Language Arts section. Students can retake the exam, but the results were not expected until May 20th. And the last day of school is the next day, leaving little time for retesting. But the results came sooner than expected, so now only the third graders who scored less than proficient will have to retake the test. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.